What I think is best is something that I've had to and do continually have to surrender to God, because ultimately He is the one who knows everything concerning me.
I think for me, I'm having to, in this current season, surrendering my comfort, because I really like to stay in my little bubble. And like, even like hosting today, Ty was like, Tay, you gonna host this one? I almost said no. But because for me, like, you know, it's uncomfortable for me to, you know, do these kinds of things. So I went in the bathroom and I prayed and I was like, God, is this what you, like, do you feel like I'm supposed to be doing this? And God was like, yeah, this is what you're currently dealing with. I've already been speaking to you about this topic. So like, do it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Generation One podcast, season three.
Even though it's not
the first episode of season three, but it is indeed season three. And that's wonderful. Today, we're going to talk about surrender, which has honestly been, I know Ty said it's his word for the year. It's definitely been my word for the year. I don't know about Isaiah or you, sure. Michaela, but surrender has definitely been a theme that the Lord has been really just trying to work on within me. And it's been crazy.
But you need to surrender now.
No, we're surrendering today.
That's how it feels sometimes.
Honestly and truly. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys, tell us about a time where you had to surrender something, past or present. Do you have something to say?
I mean, what have I not had to surrender? Right. I think that, you know, life as a believer is surrendering your entire life. Everything that, you know, involves you, you have to submit it to God. So, you know, I think an area that I could probably speak on is like music. You know, I've talked about how, you know, back in the day, I was not making Christian music. I was just making music that I liked, that I enjoyed, that I thought was, you know, like, not even that it really represented me, but just that I like had fun making. And there were moments in my life where I felt like God tugging me to be like, hey, like, you know, I gave you this gift in the first place. So like, it for me, it almost felt like surrendering, or like not surrendering my gift would be like disrespectful. Mm. Like, that's like you giving me something and then like, well, I don't know. I mean, God gives gifts, you know, irrevocably. But if somebody were to give you something and then like ask for it back, doesn't it feel like weird for you to be like, no, I would never do that? Like, you're the one that gave it to me in the first place.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's almost our reasonable service to, like, share the gift with God. Mm. So, yeah, music was one of those for me.
Mm. That's really good. Yeah. Makes me think about, like, partnering with Him. Like,
right.
It's like, I gave you the gift, and you have the gift, but in order for you to fully flow in the gift, you need me, because I'm the one that created you. I'm the one that gave you the gift. And so without God, your gift can't fully be what it's supposed to be. And I think that's the thing, is sometimes we are so hands-on with our gifts and with our talents and with the things that we are good at, that we're like, well, I'm good at this. I'm the expert. I know exactly what I need to do in this area because I have the experience.
Yep. Yeah.
And God's up looking at us like, hey, bro, but I gave you that ability.
Yep. Mm.
I gave you that experience. I gave you all the things that gave you this talent, this gift, this whatever. Yeah. And if you think that you can do it in your own strength, you're only going to get so far, but you're never going to reach the full potential that you have with it. But for me, yeah, I think it really is a surrendering of my will. I think that's the ultimate surrender as a believer, is to surrender your will in moments where you, because of your flesh or because of what you feel is right, want to do, when it's contrary to what the word says. So for example, if I were to be in a predicament where I feel like I am totally right, I did everything right, and that's just what it is, and I'm dealing with a person or a scenario, and I feel like everything that I could have done right, I did. But if I go into that situation without humility, without believing that maybe I'm not seeing the full picture, there's a chance that I might miss out on whatever that relationship needs. So I have to surrender my pride. Ultimately, I have to surrender my pride and say, okay, God, I don't have it all figured out. So I think my will, like what I think is best, is something that I've had to and do continually have to surrender to God, because ultimately He is the one who knows everything concerning me. And that's just something that I don't know. It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
That's good. Do you have something?
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I think for me, I'm having to, in this current season, even including today, surrendering my comfort because I really like to stay in my little bubble. And like, everybody knows, like, I have a lot of personality. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
However, it is the Tasmanian devil.
I mean, not a devil, but you know what I mean.
Devil?
Wow.
Don't call me that. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
No, but for me, like, even, like, hosting today, Ty was like, Tay, you gonna host this one? I almost said no. But because for me, like, it's uncomfortable for me to, you know, do these kinds of things. But I'm learning, like, so I went in the bathroom and I prayed and I was like, God, is this what you, like, do you feel like I'm supposed to be doing this? And God was like, yeah, this is what you're currently dealing with. I've already been speaking to you about this topic. So, like, do it. And so I think for me, but it's still very uncomfortable for me. Just because, you know, God's telling me to do it does not mean that it's something that I'm comfortable with. You know what I mean? Which I think is, that's where my surrender is. I'm surrendering my comfort is where I'm at right now. Cause he's been asking me to do stuff and I'd be like, you sure? Me? Like, but you know, surrender. Boom. Yeah.
That's good. I think comfort is a big one for me too, but I think specifically it's been like surrendering my vision and like expectations. I think specifically like moving to LA, I felt like he told me to move to LA. So I'm like, okay, like let me surrender my expectations and move to LA. And I'm thinking, that's it. Like, that's all I need to surrender. I came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Yeah, I've arrived.
What now?
Right, exactly. But no, it's a daily thing that he needs me to surrender, even being here. And it obviously intensified the level of surrender and the level of like my expectations. I mean, we know like the things we plan are great, but God is going to change. I know that, but also I'm a planner. So being out here with the vision I feel like he gave me and then things aren't lining up, I'm just like, okay, God, are you sure? Like, you know, but it's just been like a daily battle of like surrender. Like, if you know I sent you here, surrender what you thought it was going to look like or what you thought it was going to be. So yeah, that's been my thing.
Yeah. Really I feel like a big part of surrender is that trust, you know? That's exactly what surrender is. Trusting in what God says and his plans, even when it doesn't look like what we would have wanted or what we want. You know what I mean? It's like, it requires a lot of trust, which can be extremely hard sometimes, especially, when you're like, hey, you told me to move to LA, which, you know, it seems scary maybe, but seems great. Now I'm here. And it's like, yeah, you thought things were going to go this way and that way and this way. And it's like, this is not quite looking like what I thought it was going to look like. You know what I mean? So trusting him, even when it doesn't look the way you thought, or it's not going exactly the way that you had planned for it to go. Right. Like that's major. And it can be a difficult thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I think like when we get to that point of like, things aren't going, at least for me, when things aren't going the way they panned out, that's when I want to grab it.
Yes.
And like, okay, well, control. Let me figure it out. You know what I mean? Control. Let me figure it out. But like, that's literally the exact opposite of what you should be doing in those moments. And that's just tough, you know? But like you said, that's surrender.
I don't know. I think when we really look at, if we're talking about surrender, the person who lived the most surrendered life ever was Jesus. He came down, humbled himself to flesh. He's God. And humbled himself to flesh. This is the type of stuff that when you really think about it, it's mind-blowing because it's like, how can God himself want to humble himself down to become like us? And his whole life that he lived on earth was surrendered. He always was saying, it's not my will that I do, it's my Father's will. Even down to him giving his life, which was the ultimate purpose of why he came, so that he would die with taking down sin, hell, death, the grave, with overcoming all of that, he said, it's not you that takes my life. It's me that lays down my life willingly. I'm the only one that can do this. And it's a sacrifice. I think surrender is synonymous with sacrifice, and you can't have one without the other because you are having to sacrifice. Yeah. And sacrifice is a choice.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I think you have to choose to surrender. And it's like to what you're saying, like when you surrender to God, it's never going to be the easy thing to do because it's so much easier to fall into our default setting, which is, I know what to do. I know how to figure it out. I can do this. I can do that. I can move these chess pieces to make this happen. But ultimately, when we think about God, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so I have to think about it from the perspective of, okay, God, you are the master chess player. You are the one who knows how to put every piece where it needs to be. Even if this thing you're asking me to do makes no sense at all, and it's going to be really hard to do it, it's going to be worth it in the end because you truly know how to cause everything in my life to work together for good. I feel like you have to have a relationship with surrender and be willing to do it.
Yeah. And I think even at that point when you were talking, I was thinking about like, and I feel like I maybe even said this on the podcast before, but like trusting the evidence of the past, you know what I mean? Like trusting what God is or how he's shown up for you when you surrendered one thing. Cause you know, and sometimes you surrender little by little, but like even, you know, the way that he maybe showed up in the quote unquote little things for you, you can trust that like, he's going to continue to show up cause that's who he is. And that's his character. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, yeah, I'm going to ask you to do this big thing. And then, hey, I'm just going to leave you, you know, I'm just going to leave you out there on your own. Like, no, like you can trust in the evidence of the past. And I just thought about the song Evidence by, I think it's Naomi Rain and like exactly Refresh Worship, such a good song. Just trusting, you know, that the same way that he showed up for you in the past or in one way, like he's going to continue to show up for you because that's just who God is. He never leaves us. You know what I mean? And he's always, especially if he's telling you to do something, he's not going to leave you out there. He's going to provide everything that you need, during that time as you surrender. So yeah, I like what you said a lot.
You never know that God is never going to leave you until you're in a scenario where you feel like God has left you, where you're like, oh my goodness, I don't feel like you're with me at all. I feel alone and isolated. And then it's when you have a track record that you can look back at, like you said, you look at the evidence of God and you say, oh my goodness, you were there in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment. And you've actually truly never left me. You've never forsaken me. And Isaiah, you said something in a podcast. I don't know if it was one we filmed recently or one that we previously did, but you said, why would God mess up his track record on your account?
Right.
Why would God mess up what he has done for thousands of years since the beginning of time? Why would he mess it up? Why would he give up his reputation on account of you? Yep. He's not going to mess up what his word says about him on account of you. He's never failed. He never will. But you don't know that until you live it. And once you live it, you're like, wow, you're actually a man of your word.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a constant work too. Cause even sometimes I know me, like I'm talking, but sometimes I'm like, girl, you need to take your own advice too. Cause sometimes I will be like, yes, I know you've shown up in the past, but this is still like, you know what I mean? This is different. Like, are you sure you're going to continue? You know? Yeah. But, so I do really feel like it's a constant thing that we're always probably going to be struggling with. And maybe we'll get, you know, prayerfully, maybe I'll get better one day at, you know, like trusting faster. But I think it is like a constant thing that you're going to have to just do anyway, you know? But another question is, has there been a time where you did not surrender something you knew you should? And what was the result of that? Oh, Lord, let me think.
Y'all see how I'm leaning?
What is happening?
I'm sorry. I didn't need you to do that. Y'all got anything?
I was trying to think.
There's something on the tip of my tongue. I have something.
You do?
I think prior to meeting my wife, there was a relationship that I was entertaining and something in me knew that it wasn't right. I never fully had peace. Lovely individual and that's great, but something in me was saying like, you need to give this up. I actually recall one time being so frustrated driving to downtown to, I think I was going to pick up some memory cards for a camera, something like that. And I clear as day heard, you need to lay that down. And I ignored it. And I was like, nah, dog. And the way that it played out was far more painful than it could have been if I just listened in that moment and said, you know what, I'm gonna swallow my pride and I'm gonna listen and I'm gonna surrender. And now granted, things obviously panned out. I'm married now to the love of my life, my best friend, and I'm so grateful. But I think that I could have spared myself maybe some heartache and some pain and some confusion had I listened to that initial nudge from the Lord to say, hey, bro, you should probably set that one down and just leave it alone, child. Leave it alone. he worked it all together for good. I learned great things from it. But I could have probably spared myself some unnecessary pain.
I have a little question. What do you think, kept you from doing that quicker? Yeah, like from cutting it off or letting it go quicker.
That's really good. I think what kept me from it, and this is my experience. I don't know if anyone else can relate, but I think that there was I romanticized the idea of being in a relationship with this person. Not even just the person, but the idea of a relationship. I romanticized the idea of like this godly relationship because I'd never had a godly relationship. So I was like, yeah, this is it. This is God. And so I labeled something as God that quite frankly, I didn't surrender my own will enough to say, is this you? Mm. I just labeled it as this is God, this is godly. And so because it's God and because it's godly, I'm going to hang on to this thing. Mm. And that was really, I think that was what made me hold on to it was me labeling it as God without even really fully saying, hey, God, is this you?
Yeah. Ooh, good. That's good.
I don't know if that's anybody else, but
oh,
I'm telling you. Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Lord God, telling all of our business.
My wife. No, he didn't. He
crazy
didn't
talk.
Say that.
It's crazy Ooh. Talk. Crazy talk.
Were you about to say something?
No, I was just
responding. No, you guys are nuts. No, I feel like I've definitely been in that position before.
I've been around Tay long enough. I understand.
Oh yeah, he knows my story. But yeah, no, I can definitely agree with that. But I don't know that was the one that I was gonna say for myself. I feel like I have two. One of them I think is like, tell me if this is still surrender, but like I know for me, and it kind of has to do with what I said earlier a little bit about like, or like God telling me to do something and me not doing it, like because of like fear. Mm-hmm. And that is like never, I know I always like, if ever like God asked me to do something, because I don't think that that's only happened to me one time. I think that I've like said no, you know, or backed away from something out of fear like a couple of times in my life, which I'm not the proudest of, but it sucks because like for me, like say like, okay, like a scenario, like say like God told me to say something in a moment and I didn't do it. Then you hear somebody else say that exact thing that you were going to say. And so like it still hits the room, but it didn't come from you, and God, knowing that God told you to do it, like that sucks. Like you never want to be the person, or for me, I never want to be the person that like God can't use and he has to choose somebody else because I didn't listen, because I didn't surrender. Yeah. My comfort or whatever I was feeling, or, you know, whether it's just like, oh yeah, I don't want to say that. I don't want to talk. I don't want to, you know, like me, like, you know, in the name of being shy or whatever, you know, even though I'm not shy. So that's a lie. I think, that's always like not the best feeling too. So I think the result of that was just like, yeah, I get, for me, I think just feeling like, dang, like, am I going to get to a point if I continue to do this, am I going to get to a point where like God feels like he can't use me, or he has to constantly use somebody else because I'm not saying yes. You know what I mean? And I never wanted to live like that. And I also am just like, yeah, like that's just living in myself. You know what I mean? And it's also like letting fear, insecurity, like rule my life. And I never wanted to get to a space where like, yeah, well, she's just too insecure. Well, I mean, I know that God doesn't say that about me, but like, you know, where he's just like, where I just continue to say no and say no and say no. And then it's like, she's, you know, she's like shutting herself off more and more and more, you know what I mean? And then it's like, she can't really use her because she's so stuck in that perpetual, like, well, I'm scared, so I'm not going to do it. You know, I never wanted to do that. And then missing out on speaking to, you know, like, maybe what I was going to say could have really, really helped somebody. And, you know, me being scared or fearful or whatever is causing, it's like causing someone else to not get what they need. And I feel like we've talked about that in another podcast as well. But like, I never wanted to be the reason why like someone else didn't get breakthrough or didn't, you know, like it could have been something that people, you never know what people are going through behind the scenes. So sometimes they really need your words and from you, because someone else can say the same thing, but it may not be the way that you say it. You know what I mean? Or it may not hold the same weight that it would hold if it came from you. So I think it is so important to just, you just gotta do it no matter what. Lean into how God feels about you, what he says about you, and yeah, meditate on your thoughts. I know we had a conversation about thoughts and getting stuck in your head and stuff, but like really, really just like say whatever. Like sometimes I have to underthink stuff. I was gonna be like, yeah, whatever. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it, whatever. Yeah. like I'm just gonna risk it all and I'm just gonna do it. So so that I think that has to do with surrender kinda, but yeah.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. But what about you guys? Has there ever been a time where you had to surrender something you knew you should?
Look at them both.
If you didn't, or it took you longer?
Y'all got something, man.
Well, I know I do. I just feel like it's kind of similar to yours, and I feel like you said it. You wrapped it up so beautifully.
In a bow.
You really did.
That's what Tay said, though. Like, give us your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there was a relationship that I was in, I think it was 2 years ago now, and I think I kind of knew earlier on, like, this probably isn't the one. Now, you know, granted, this was like one of the first times that I was in a relationship where this girl, you know, she did believe in God, and, you know, we would have the godly conversations and stuff like that. But there was still like just moments where I was like, I don't know if this is it. And a similar thing happened. Like, I kind of just like let it go on. And I feel like because I was not surrendered to the idea of letting it go, both of us ended up having like pain because of it. Yeah. And, you know, and it takes time to heal after that. So, like, it's not that God won't heal it, but it's like now you got to put yourself in a situation where you're broken because you didn't surrender. Yeah. So there's like a cost to not being surrendered as well.
Yeah.
There's a cost to surrender, but I feel like the cost of not surrendering is like so much more expensive.
I wondered this, and tell me if this makes sense to you guys. What if the surrender in the relationship with God is the seed of obedience? You have two seeds. You have the seed of disobedience, which is, I'm not going to surrender. And then you have the seed of obedience, which is, I'm going to surrender because I know you know better than me, God. And when we sow either one of these seeds, what happens when you sow a seed? You reap a harvest. Yep. So if I'm reaping a harvest of disobedience, it might be pain, heartbreak, anger, bitterness, these things that I could have avoided had I sown the seed of obedience, which may in the beginning have been much harder to sow.
Yep.
Because it's easier to just, it gives the illusion of it's easier to just let things go on and just see how it plays out. When you know, if I would have just been obedient, I would have produced a much better harvest. Yes, the initial moment of pain probably would have been there, but the lingering pain that I now have to get out my tools and pick all the weeds out because I wasn't obedient, you're getting... This is God's eternal law. It's you reap what you sow. So whatever you sow, you're gonna reap. So it makes me wonder if maybe the obedience, the seed of obedience, is the thing that produces the true harvest that we're supposed to have in our lives. And the seed of disobedience, God can still use it, but it's gonna cost you a lot more to be disobedient to what he's asking you to do.
Yep.
Good. Okay, well, you're that going. That one hit me, yeah. That's
really
good. Yeah. Well, that was really good.
Okay. I almost want to say this too. Because you cannot live a life for God without surrender. You just can't do it. It's not possible. You have to surrender and be willing to, because surrender is faith. Surrender is faith. For without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. It's my faith that says, God, you know what? You know better than me. I don't feel like you know better than me. I don't think sometimes that you know better than me, but my faith tells me that you know better than me. So I have to be willing to surrender. And you said it earlier. I don't know if I'll ever get better at surrendering. I think that any spiritual discipline, surrender being one of them, is a muscle that needs to be worked.
Yeah.
You only get stronger at anything you do, any skill, any discipline, any whatever, when you do it, when you work it. And so I think God is gracious enough to give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to surrender for the ultimate goal of strengthening that muscle of surrender so that when he asks us to do something, it's like, yep, yep, I'm quicker now. So... Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm going to look square in this lens. By no means am I saying I'm an expert on surrender. That's why it's my word for the year, because I have to really embrace it. And it's been hard. It's been, y'all, like, it's been hard. I've had moments where I've wanted to do things and I was excited to do things and I didn't listen. And then as a result, I got sick and got sat down and needed to rest. And then God spoke to me about dishonoring the Sabbath and all these things, which in his grace, he taught me something, but it cost me something that if I would have listened originally, I wouldn't have had to go through it. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not an expert, but I've learned a thing or two and I'm learning every day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. I think. Okay. No. Please. Definitely you.
Please. I'm hogging this microphone. I'm like, this is crazy.
I guess I've been trying to figure out how to explain it, but I think something that I struggle with surrendering and it always like bites me is like my mental health. I think I'm going to try to explain it how I feel it, but like I've always seen them as separate, like my relationship with God, like Christianity, and then like my mental health. And I grew up in like a household where both were there. So like the priority to be close to God was like evident, but then also like family therapy and therapy from like a young age and like wellness tools. And so I've always seen them in like two different lenses. So I always felt like I had a tool belt for this and I had a tool belt for this. And I think the older I get, God's like, no. Like, be anxious for nothing is in my word. You know what I mean? Like, cast your cares is something I tell you to do. But since I feel like I'm so equipped to handle my mental health from like a wellness standpoint, it's hard for me to like bridge the gap and surrender it. And there's been so many times where like he is like, no, Michaela, you don't need to overanalyze that. Or I know you know that that is this, but like you don't need to do that. You know, like you're not a therapist, you're not a psychologist. Like, you know what I mean? Does that making sense?
It makes
sense. And I think like what's been like the ickiest, just irks me the most about this is like the stillness of that. Or the stillness in the surrender. Cause it's like, sometimes he wants me to do nothing. Or sometimes he wants me to like not analyze, not overthink, not bring out this tool belt of these like reputable tools that I have acquired. He wants me to not bring that out. And it's like, no, you just focus on me. You know what I mean? You just, my yoke is easy. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't touch that. But it's hard for me to like, that's just sometimes hard in my mind for me to like get and lay it down. But I always end up, it always ends up biting me because it's like I'm the one sitting up at night in my thoughts, sad or anxious. You know what I mean? Or I'm the one thinking I can fix this because I know the problem, but it's like you can't, you know? So it's like it always ends up biting me. And I always end up like, dang, I should have just gave it to you at the end of the day. But yeah.
That's so good. I feel like, and Isaiah probably knows what I'm about to say a little bit, maybe, but I had a situation a few months ago where I was doing the same thing because kind of similar to you, I'm a very, like, I analyze, I do this, I look at evidence, I look at the, like, I'm such an analyzer and I'm such, like, a thinker. And yeah, I'm very, you know, very into therapy, very all of that. So yeah, I got my little toolbox as well. And I think, yeah, kind of almost like the exact same situation. Like, I was trying to think my way or analyze my way into or out of a situation. And it was not, I was driving myself ballistic. Right. I was literally going crazy like a whole week straight. I was like, in my mind, I was stressed. I was distressed. Like people saw me, they were like, are you good? And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out. And I kept feeling like God was like, just, you know, get still, spend time with me. And I would try and do that. And I would still be analyzing though, you know, try, God, and I just pray, da, 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 but also I'm analyzing in the background, right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I really like, and it was so hard. And, but I also realized, I think I realized that me analyzing wasn't working because I was analyzing for a week straight, day and night, not getting rest. Like when I tell you like, dang, they're losing my mind. Like I felt crazy. Isaiah knows I looked crazy. I sounded crazy.
She looked crazy, y'all. She looked bananas.
I looked literally nuts. I was acting nuts. Like, I had no peace. I was all over the place trying to figure it out and analyze and use all of my little things that I've learned and all these, like, you know, all of that. And it just was not, it wasn't budging. Mm-hmm. It was not budging. And I think that's when I had to just be like, but I think, too, I realized that, I think, and you may have said this, but like I didn't trust God with this specific area in my life. So I thought that this one, you know, like all the other areas, you know, you're good at this one. I need to, because I know, you know what I mean? Right. And it's also the lack of humility, low key. It's like, but I know this because, you know, I've done the research and I know, and I've, you know, I've had therapy and I know all of these things. So I got this, but, and it essentially it boiled down to me in a situation trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
And Isaiah was literally like, you think God won't protect you? No, Isaiah be sitting me down. Let me tell you guys, this young man right here sits me down. Yeah, you know, you're talking about all this stuff and you're trying to protect yourself as if God won't protect you. And I was like, like, I was like, oh my. And then I finally was just like, ayo God, like, this is not, I'm really trying, and me trying is like making it worse and it's making me more stressed. And then I literally just had to be like, I was crying. Let me tell you, I was a mess the whole week. I was crying and I was just like, what do you want me to do? And every time I would ask, he would just be like, spend time with me. Yeah. Like, he would not give me the answer that I wanted. Like, I'm like, give me a yes or a no on this, please and thanks. And he was like, spend time with me.
Yeah.
Spend time with me. Get into my presence. Spend time with me. And that's when, for me, I never got a yes or a no, but I got peace. Yeah. And like peace to, and like it was be like small words, you know what I mean? That would get me by. He wasn't giving me the full picture, which was still stressful, and it's still a little stressful. I'm like, God, please. But also I'm learning to be like, okay, I'm like, as long, like, all he needs to really give me is the next step, because I really think that he's strengthening my faith and my trust in him right now. Yeah. So he's not giving me full pictures. He's just giving me like little steps and little words. Okay, just spend time with me. Spend more time with me. Okay, do this. Just, you know what I mean? Okay, talk to this person. Like, yeah. It's literally just been that, which has really been strengthening my faith. Frustrating a little bit sometimes, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest. But yeah, at the end of the day, we can't think our way out of stuff. We can't, we can't analyze as great as we are in those areas, because I like to think I'm pretty awesome at, I'm great. I know all the things. Right. It's giving expert.
Right. I've got all the tools. Right.
It's giving expert.
I've been a tool belt. It's so sad.
Literally, though.
But we simply cannot.
No, and I think the dangerous part about like not surrendering that space specifically is like we're just leaving ourselves open for the enemy.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'm over here. Like you, because I was distraught too. Like the fact, even thinking like I have all these tools, but yet I'm having like a breakdown. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm over here misdiagnosing myself with all these different, maybe I'm schizophrenic, maybe, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm allowing all of these, like, just, you know, and going down this spiral because I have not surrendered like my mind or like my mental health to God yet.
Yeah. Girl.
I really feel like you can't have true mental health without God. If he's the one that created each of us,
yes.
He's also the one who wired our brains. And that's why the word says, be not conformed to the thought patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we talked in a conversation recently about your thoughts. And if you need to go back and listen to that episode, go back, because we talked about how you can't renew your mind without the Spirit of God. And so no matter how many great mental health tools, and trust me, I use them too. I'm in therapy. I've got amazing resources and amazing people who can help me understand my thoughts, why I think the way I think, and help me. But no one can renew my mind like the Spirit of God. And so I need the Spirit to give me truth beyond what somebody else can give me. I need to involve God in my mental health, because if I don't involve him in my mental health, there are areas that I can only get so far with the best therapy and the best practices and the best tools, because eventually you get to a point where you're like, I've done it all. I've done everything I know to do, and I still don't have the answers to this. Mm-hmm. That's where God kicks in. And he kicks in and gives you things that you in that moment might think, this doesn't make a lick of sense. You're telling me I've got all these problems that are spiraling in my life, and instead of me putting my hands on everything, trying to fix it, you're telling me to rest? It doesn't even make any sense. Rest? You want me to rest? How am I going to rest when this is happening in my finances, and this is happening in my family, and this is happening in my relationship, and this is happening in my... God is saying, stop.
Yeah.
Get still, rest, and watch what I can do when you surrender all of those scenarios and situations and circumstances to me. And I had a moment, I shared this privately with you all yesterday, where, and this is the word surrender. I had a moment where I had a whole lot of stuff going on in my life top of this year. Whole lot, you know, loss of loved ones and hospice care and starting a business and finances and just you name it. I had so many things going on. And I was overwhelmed, and I was in that place where I was overthinking everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about this and thinking about that. And maybe they did this because of that, and they did this because of that. And now this is happening, and how am I going to deal with that? So I had all these thoughts, and that's how it sounded in my head. What I just did was intentional. Like, that's how my thoughts were sounding. And I went into my office space, my prayer closet, put on this worship song, and immediately I felt the Lord say, lay down. I laid down flat. And I don't even know how to explain it other than like it was supernatural. Immediately, flooded with tears, and I just heard the Lord say, rest. And I wept on that floor, and there's probably snot stains on my rug and all this stuff. But I got up from that with this peace that, like, you don't get this kind of peace. This, when Jesus said, this peace I give to you, this peace that you have from me, the world didn't give, therefore the world can't take it away. That's the type of peace I felt. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I know all that stuff was going on. But something deep within my soul said, it's going to be all right. And now out of that, it has been all right.
Yeah.
It has worked out. But if I would have kept in that cycle, I would have ran myself into the ground with anxiety and frustration and anger and you name it. I guess that's kind of a long-winded way of saying, I'm just going to reiterate it. You can't do this thing without surrendering to God.
Isn't there a verse, I could be wrong, so tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't there a verse about like God like working while we're resting, or God working while we're sleeping? Is there a verse, Bible verse?
There's many instances.
Something like that?
Yeah, there's many instances. I mean, if you can even look in the beginning when God put Adam to sleep and he did that work to bring Adam his helper because of his sleep. Some things God can only do when you are resting. God can't do it when you're up trying to do it yourselves, or you're up trying to make it happen, or you're up trying to do whatever. God can only do what he needs to do when you're at your most rested and surrendered state. And I think that that's why sometimes there are instances. I don't know if there's a specific verse, and if I'm wrong, I know there's a bunch of Bible scholars that watch our stuff, and we got a bunch of theologians and all that kind of stuff. And you're so much smarter than all of us. I get it. That's fine. But I do know that there are many instances in scripture where God has done things from the place of people resting and laying down their own thoughts, plans, and strategies. I think he still does it today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is important for us to, rest is important. Oh my God, and there is a sermon by the wonderful Dr. Nita Phillips, who it was like, I think I was on Hey You, Woman Evolves, Hey You. Oh my God, I wish I remembered what the sermon title was called. Do you remember, Zay? Look it up. But
I know I have that one in my notes somewhere, but my phone's not by me. Ren said about it's while you were sleeping.
I believe it's something like that.
Woman Evolve rep.
Ren, God bless
set.
You. You're so lovely. You're so lovely. Shout out to Woman Evolve. Shout out to Ren. But that sermon was, it was just, I don't know if Isaiah wants to speak to it at all, but it was so
incredible.
Oh my gosh. It was so good and really emphasizing the importance of rest. Cause I think Ty literally said it, but when you're in a rested state, you're not trying to figure it out. And I remember I had an instance, this was recently, and I don't know if it was a Bible scripture. Undecided yet.
There's a bunch of theologians in the chat.
They'll
let us know.
Let me know if it's not, then sorry. But anyway, I remember I had a moment where, I was like super, super stressed and all that stuff. And I just prayed like, God, I would just pray that. I don't know if I saw the scripture or I just thought like, while I'm sleeping, God figure it out. I woke up the next morning, it was already figured out. Mm-hmm. Like I was, and then I realized like, oh my God, so I was doing all that stressing for nothing. Yeah. All I needed to do was rest. And I woke up and the stuff that I was worried about and stressed about and trying to figure out was literally solved when I woke up in the morning, literally solved, no issues. And then I think it just made me realize like how much time I waste on being anxious and being stressed and being trying to figure everything out and getting all in my head and being flustered to the point where, because when you're flustered, you can't even think straight.
Yeah.
Like you literally cannot even think straight. You're not at your best at all. Your mind is everywhere. Like how can you expect to make a good decision or make a sound decision or, you're just not at your best when your mind's everywhere. And it just got me thinking like, oh my gosh, there are so much time that I waste, like not just like getting still. And I think that for me, one thing that I'm trying to do more of, because life has just been going and going and going, it's been crazy. So much stuff out of my control has been happening. And I feel like I found myself in like this cycle of like, my mind's just going and I'm trying to figure everything out and I'm stressed and overwhelmed. But I think that for me, I'm selling this to myself, but I think the goal is going to be to get still. When I want to try and do, Taya, just get still. Yeah. Get still, get in his presence. Even if I only have like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just get still, take a moment of stillness, rest your mind, because that's the space that for one, God can speak to you and that you can make wise decisions and you can just go about your life from a place of, like surrender and a place of calm and peace. Nothing is going to work out when you're just like, that, but and that's the place that I found myself in like lately. And now I'm just like, yeah, Taya, you need to get back to that stillness and that rest and that calm.
That's so good. And that's really important. But I think what I, were you about to say something? I think what I struggle with in the stillness or like the rest of surrender is like, I think the enemy tries to trick me and make me feel like insufficient or like lazy or like in a sense, like I feel like I'm like, wait, no, but let me help you. You know what I mean? Like, or let me, you know what I mean? Like I should be doing something. Like he sometimes won't allow me to, because you can rest physically, but you can, you have to also rest like mentally and emotionally. You know what I mean? But he almost makes me feel like I'm not doing enough when I am resting or when I'm like still, you know? So that's my constant battle when approaching rest or approaching like taking my hands off of something. It's like, I feel like, you know, I should be doing something. So like, I struggle with that.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was laughing a second ago because I had this picture in my mind of God looking at all of us when we're trying to figure things out, like a bunch of little ants scurrying around, like, or like a little dog, like, and God's like, dude, chill,
right?
Relax.
Yeah.
Trust me. Abide in me.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
But instead he's looking down and he sees like a bunch of his like little creations, like,
I'm screaming.
I hope the mic's picking up my feet.
That's real life crazy. No, but I was gonna, that's actually
hears,
nuts.
God hears that.
That's so crazy.
I'm sorry.
No, but I was gonna say, I mean, of course the enemy's gonna attack you there and he wants to keep you busy enough so that you can't, because he's afraid of who you'll become if you get that rest. And like, you know, like, how do I say this properly? Like, because once you get that rest, your mind is gonna be so clear and so sharp, and you're gonna realize like, oh my God, like the answers were already inside of me, or oh my God, God's speaking so clearly. Yeah. So the reason he's attacking you in that area is because literally he knows, Michaela, you already dangerous, girl. You already dangerous. You know this about yourself. I know this about you. Everybody knows this about you. Like, you're a dangerous girl.
Thank you.
So the devil is so upset at that. And so he's going to try and, of course, as soon as you try and, okay, let me do the, you know, I don't want to say the right thing, but you know, as soon as I, you know, you try and rest and stuff like that, of course he's going to be like, yeah, you're not doing enough. This, this, and that, because he does not want you to get that. Because once you get that, girl, let me tell you, so much clarity is going to come. Like, so much like calm, peace, like true rest. Like what you've really been needing and possibly desiring is going to come to you. So of course he's going to attack you. But it's giving fight time.
It's giving dangerous pookie.
It's giving dangerous pookie. So
thank you, Tay.
Yeah, girl, fight back. Fight back. Bro, you're a liar. I need this rest. Right. Back up off me. Oh man. Okay. Last question I want to ask you guys. After all of your experiences with surrender, what advice would you give yourself in future moments of surrender? Ooh, I'm gonna think about this one for me.
Okay, I'm gonna keep this one quick because I know we're drawing nigh. The piece of advice I would have given, I would say it like this: if I could have told myself this then, from what I know now, I would have told myself, God knows better than you. Just simple. God knows better than you. I probably would have been stubborn and probably didn't believe it, but I think maybe hearing it from myself, which I, you know, in the context of telling myself something, I probably would have maybe trusted a little bit more. But God knows better than you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Short again. I think that, the pain of this surrender is not going to be like able to be equated to the prize of obedience. That's it.
That's brilliant.
That's really good.
That's really good. I'm trying to think of mine too. Do you have anything yet?
Do you need me to go?
If you've got something.
We need you to
go. I would never stop you.
I'll keep mine short.
Dangerous Pookie is
going to
stick.
I like Dangerous Pookie. Contact name.
Okay. I would just say go back to the last encounter for me. Since I'm a visual person, I would just say kind of like what you guys were saying earlier, he hasn't failed you yet. Right now it feels heavy. So if you need to remember, go back to the last encounter for that reassurance.
That's good. I feel like I have like half a thought. I don't know yet though. After all of your experiences with surrender, what advice would you give yourself in future moments of surrender? I think that I would tell myself, because I feel like sometimes like people make surrender look so easy, and like it's going to be a sacrifice, you know? So don't think that it's not going to be a sacrifice. Because I think sometimes with me, I will find myself like, yeah, in another state where I need to surrender something else. And I'll be like, and I'll be starting to resist. And I forget like, oh no, it is a sacrifice. Like, yeah, like kind of like what you guys all said, like it is going to cost you something at the end of the day. It's not just going to be like this easy little, yeah, I'm surrendered and I'm surrendering now. You know, like it is going to cost you. Yeah. But I think Isaiah said this, but like the cost is, it's worth it. And then, yeah, I feel like Isaiah literally said this earlier. I'll just reiterate it, I guess. But like, it costs both ways. Whether you yes. disobey or whether you obey, it costs both ways. But yeah, the disobedience is like, oh, it costs you so much more. It costs you your peace. Times it could cost you your life. You know, like it costs so much. So wouldn't you rather the cost be following God and having him, you know, on your side and having him, heaven's resources backing you up, you know what I mean? To obey rather than being disobedient and heaven's resources and not going back your disobedience up. They're not, they're simply not going to. So it is going to be a cost and it is going to take, it's going to be a sacrifice. You're going to have to lay something down. You're going to have to sacrifice something and it will sting and it will hurt, but God will be with you. And the promise that God will be with you is I need that because I don't want it to cost and God's not with me. I can't do that. I can't do it. So, and I mean, he never leaves, but I don't want him to not be backing me in a certain area. You know what I mean? I do not want that. I need God so desperately. I need him backing me up in every part of my life. So I would just say it's going to be a sacrifice, but let the cost be something that at least God is backing you up on mm-hmm. and heaven's resources are backing you up on.
Biggest.
He said, what?
Biggest.
Biggest? I'm screaming.
Biggest facts.
Oh, man. Biggest facts. This was a great conversation, y'all. I feel good. What all do I need to say again? Well, I know the Discord.
Discord.
If I could pick up the ball from Taya, yes. She's dribbled it down the court to me so that I can take it all the way down for a slam dunk, I would tell you that you should go down to the description below this video. There's going to be a few different links. One is to our Discord so that you can be involved and plugged in 24/7 to a community of young believers, young adults all over the world who are journeying together to become everything that God created them to be. And also tap in with us on social media. We're posting these clips from these podcasts dang near daily, y'all. Dang near daily.
Every day.
So go do that. And send this to a friend, family member, loved one, mammy, grammy, auntie, uncle.
Mammy is crazy. Mammy is psycho.
Send it to them, your cousins, your uncles. Send it to your friends. Send it to somebody. If you care about somebody, the first person, this is a challenge. The first person that comes to your mind right now, send it to them. We love you guys. We'll catch you on the next one.